Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh, no. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Shannon is from Framingham. Good morning, Shannon. Oh, we're losing you a little bit. Yeah, yeah, we got you now. So you're on your way to pick up your friend who's going to be running the marathon today?
Yeah, you got it.
You think she's going to win?
Oh, totally, yeah.
Good, good. What is your friend's name that's running, Shannon?
Susie Amore. She's running for Dana Farber.
Awesome.
That is fantastic. Well, good luck to Susie. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Score yourself $100. You tie, you lose. Kennedy's got, if I look at the big board, 2,657 wins, only 221 losses. And she's now over there in that soundproof booth. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. Again, you tie, you lose. Question number one. Today is Patriots Day. Who starred in the 2016 movie Patriots Day as Tommy Saunders?
Tommy Saunders. Ben Affleck.
Question number two. Emma Watson turning 29 today. Who did she play in Harry Potter?
Oh, God. I'm
Ben
terrible
Affleck.
With Harry Potter. I don't know. I don't know any of the characters.
Question number three. Andy Richter and his wife have announced their split after more than 20 years together. Andy Richter is the sidekick on which late night show?
Conan O'Brien.
Question number four. Chris Hemsworth has been cast in the Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back reboot. Who directs those movies and also plays Silent Bob?
I don't know any of these.
Question Sorry. Number five. That's okay.
Ooh, lightning.
Louis Fonsi turning 41 today. He has the most watched video in the history of YouTube with his music video for Despacito, having over 6 billion views. Who did the original track with him?
Ariana Grande.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Ariana Grande.
It'd be quite the remix.
Hey, whatever.
Okay, Dan. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Thank you.
All right, Shannon from Framingham got 1 out of 5.
Sooch.
Salt, you're not participating?
Marathon Sooch.
What's wrong, Kennedy? You're having a time with your microphone?
We're going to go round and round, and pretty soon you're going to hear this, and that will be me fighting with it. It will probably win, but it's fine.
So our microphones sit on these big arm stands, and they suck.
That have been here for 800 years.
They've been here longer than we've been here.
You know, it's all right.
Yes.
It just starts to swerve around me, and I start to talk, and I talk.
Right, right.
Anyway, so I have to bring it back.
I mean, it's
no tired of what you're saying.
Who needs a microphone? You know what? Probably right.
That microphone is just like every man in your life, Kennedy.
Just runs that way.
Just walking away.
And ducking
away.
And
I'm
diving.
Over here.
I'm talking over here.
As soon as they get all the money, they out.
All right, these are tough. You ready?
Yes.
Today is Patriots Day, Kennedy.
Holler.
Who starred in the 2016 movie Patriots Day as Tommy Saunders?
Mark Wahlberg.
Yes. Do you know why we celebrate Patriots Day? A little bonus question, Kennedy.
For all the people leaving our fair country.
Because we wanted a Monday off.
To commemorate the Battle of Lexington and Concord.
Yeah, all the people we didn't want here anymore.
1-0. Question number two. Emma Watson turning 29 today. Who did she play in Harry Potter?
Hermione!
2-0. Question number three.
Not Hermione, you.
Andy Richter and his wife have announced their split after more than 20 years together.
Oh.
Andy Richter is the sidekick on which late night show?
Conan.
3-0. Question number four. Chris Hemsworth has been cast in the Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back reboot. Who directs those movies and also plays Silent Bob?
Kevin Smith.
4-1. Question number five. Louis Fonsi, turning 41 today. He has the most watched video in the history of YouTube for Despacito with over 6 billion views. Who did he do the original track with?
I don't know.
Annie?
Daddy Yankee.
Yes.
I was going to say it and I didn't want to sound stupid. Ariana Grande. See, it's questions like that I think I know the answer to, but I'm going to say it and be like, Daddy Yankee, and sound stupid. Mm. Like it never stops me from talking in any other way, shape, or form.
That has never stopped anybody on this show.
No, you're right.
4-1 is the final score. Nice job. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Shannon, you don't get the cash, but I do have a $75 Stop and Shop gift card courtesy of Hellman's. This Easter, Hellman's is helping moms across Massachusetts bring special recipes to their dinner table. Today's Hellman's featured Easter recipe is Hellman's crab cakes, Kennedy. Go to Hellman's.com for the recipe. So you enjoy that, okay?
All right, great. Thanks.
And best of luck again to your friend Susie. I hope she has a fun time out there today.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Santa from Framingham, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by our great friends at Cumberland Farms. 99-cent coffee, any size, any time. Pat is from Quincy. Good morning, Pat.
What's up, buddy?
Hey. How you doing?
Doing good.
Pat already got sent home from work today.
Hey.
What'd you do?
Are you in trouble?
I'm a roofer, so we can't really work on roofs.
Oh, okay.
So roofer.
Get struck by lightning.
We would not want that, Pat. We want you to be safe and happy.
Just wear the insulated shoes. You'll be fine.
Pat, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you leave the studio, please?
Sure thing. Good luck.
All right, thank you.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you $100. Remember, if you tie Kennedy, that is still considered a loss for you. Looking at the big board, she's got 2,658 wins, only 221 losses. And she's now over there. She can't hear us. Again, you tie, you lose. Question number one. Today is marathon day. Which town does the marathon start in?
Hoppington.
Question number two. Singer Lou Bega turned 44 over the weekend. He is a one-hit wonder, but by God, that is a real slapper.
You bet it is.
Name the song that he's known for.
I don't know.
Oh,
come on,
ever
Pat.
Been to a wedding?
You've ever been anywhere?
Cool. Wow.
Wow. You guys are coming in hot, Annie.
Sorry, I just love this song so much.
Poor Pat from Quincy. Question number three.
Just got hit by a bit of lightning from Annie.
Rumors are swirling that Justin Bieber is coming back and there will be a new song next week. Which pop star did Justin Bieber date before he married Hailey Baldwin?
Selena Gomez.
Oh, you know that one, though.
Damn.
Question number four. Tiger Woods won the Masters on Sunday.
Yes, he did.
Tiger Woods always wears what color shirt on Sundays for the final round?
Red.
Question number five. Seth Rogen turning 37 today. He will voice Pumbaa the Warthog in the upcoming Lion King remake. Who is Pumbaa's meerkat buddy? What is his name?
Timon.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! Okay, not a lot getting in Pat's way, man.
I'm mad at you.
Yeah.
Oh, you are, that one question.
I know, but that's because I love that song so much.
Mad at him.
It means a lot to me. Yeah.
I feel like if you're a roofer from Quincy and your name is Pat, you're probably either know Annie or related to Annie.
Oh, I actually, this is a rematch. I faced Kennedy before.
Yes. Oh. I remember.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I was the guy with the cloudy with the chance chicken noodle soup.
It's a quality answer. One of my favorite movies of all time.
I love this.
Right?
Kennedy Pack got 4 out of 5.
Coming in strong.
These are tough. Question number one, Kennedy. Today is marathon day. Which town does the marathon start in?
Hopkinton.
Tied at one. Question number two. Singer Lou Bega turning 44 over the weekend. He is a one-hit wonder, but by God, that song is a slap, Kennedy. Mm. Name the song.
Mambo number five.
Mambo number five, Pat.
Damn it.
Question number three, Kennedy. I know, it's a good one.
I knew you would.
I like that song, too.
Rumors are swirling that Justin Bieber is back with a new song, and it will be released next week. Which pop star did the Biebs date before he married Haley Baldwin?
Selena Gomez.
That is correct. 3-2. Question number four. Tiger Woods won the Masters on Sunday. What color does he always wear on the final round?
I don't want to say red. I feel like it's a maroon color.
Red is the correct answer, Kennedy.
It's pretty red. It's like a mauve. It's like
it's
salmon.
Not red, though. It's
salmon?
Maroon.
Is it coral or salmon?
It's pretty red.
Pumpkin?
Tiger sees red on Sundays, Kennedy.
Whatever.
And he's even moved to the Steve Jobs mock turtleneck now. It's very awkward. 4-4, question number five.
Yeah, that's the awkward part about Tiger Woods playing in the Masters.
3-3, excuse me.
You're right.
Seth Rogen turns 37 today. He will voice Pumbaa, the warthog, in the upcoming Lion King remake. Who is Pumbaa's meerkat buddy? Again, tied at 3. And Pat did get this one correct, Kennedy.
He knows his cartoons. Except for Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Timon?
Boom!
Wow, what a guess.
What a maroon. See what I did, Kennedy?
I do. I see what you did there.
Kennedy snatched victory from the jaws of defeat. I'm sorry, Pat. You don't get the cash. But I do have 4 tickets to the zoo. Explore and play at Boston's Franklin Park Zoo or Stoneham's Stone Zoo this April vacation week. 2 zoos, 1 wild week. Visit zoonewengland.org. We're actually going out there this week, my son and I, on Thursday. Should be a lot
of fun.
Sounds
like a thing to do.
Pat, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go, buddy?
Kennedy, this is Pat from Quincy, and I can't beat you. I can't beat Kennedy.
Did he just get a case of the giggles?
He did.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Kempy Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends from Cumberland Farms. Jules is from Chelmsford. Good morning, Jules.
Good morning.
What are you up to today?
I'm getting ready to take the kids to the Lowell Museum.
Lowell. How many kids?
2.
Oh, have fun.
Yeah.
April vacation, man. You gotta get out of the house.
Are you still leaving there? What are you gonna do?
Yeah.
You take them home too?
I'm gonna be sitting there on my iPad watching the marathon because I'm doing
Yes.
This is exactly right.
Yes.
And I would suggest maybe some Chardonnay in your swell bottle.
A cocktail.
I gotta drive home though.
Somebody's learning how to drive today.
Yep. All right, Jules, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. If you tie, you lose. Kennedy now headed into that soundproof studio. She can't hear any of these questions or answers. She's got 2,659 wins, only 221 losses. Question number one. Cardi B and Selena Gomez were guests for DJ Snake's Coachella set, where they performed their song Talkie Talkie. Which one of those two does the songs Back to You, Wolves, and Come and Get It?
I'm going to say Cardi B.
Question number two. The first trailer for Star Wars 9 teases the return of the Emperor from the original trilogy. The official title, The Rise of Skywalker. Who plays Luke Skywalker in the franchise? Which actor?
Oh, my God. I totally blanked on the last name.
Spitz.
Question number three. Emilio Estevez says, when he is channel surfing, that he would rather watch his famous father on TV than himself. Who is Emilio's dad?
Oh, God. Martin Sheen.
He's a way better actor, that's why.
Question number four. Bohemian Rhapsody hits $900 million at the global box office just 5 months after its release. What was the name of the benefit concert shown around the world Queen performed at that was a large plot point of the movie?
Live Aid.
Question number five. Yo-Yo Ma played a concert at the U.S.-Mexico border. To make a point, Yo-Yo Ma is a classically trained musician known for playing which instrument?
Cello?
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Cello.
Welcome back, Kennedy.
Thank y'all.
America.
It's always America.
America.
Kennedy wore her red, white, and blue.
Got to get two uses out of these overalls.
Overalls Absolutely. That you wore at opening day.
You know, everyone who came up to me said, you have to wear them on Marathon Monday. I'm like, fine. Done.
One less load of laundry I have to do.
One less thing to think about today.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right, Kennedy. Jules got 3 out of 5.
All right.
These are tough. You ready?
I am.
Cardi B and Selena Gomez were guests for DJ Snake's Coachella set where they performed their song Talkie Talkie. Which one of them does the songs Back to You, Wolves, and Come and Get It?
Selena.
1-0. Question number 2. The first trailer for Star Wars 9 teases the return of the Emperor from the original trilogy.
Huh?
The title is The Rise of Skywalker, Kennedy.
Okay.
Who plays Luke Skywalker in the franchise? Which actor?
Mark Hamill.
He fell down a pit in space. Who knows?
2-0. Question number 3. Emilio Estevez says when he's channel surfing that he would rather watch his famous father on television than himself. Who is Emilio's dad?
Martin Sheen.
So let's say you could either watch Apocalypse Now or Men at Work, where you and your brother play garbage.
Okay, Men at Work is a classic. Shush.
Okay.
3-1. Question number 4.
Let's do the dirty.
Phrenologist.
Bohemian Rhapsody hits $900 million at the global box office just 5 months after its release. What was the name of the benefit concert shown around the world that Queen performed at that was a large plot point for the movie?
Live Aid.
Live Aid is correct.
Also factually inaccurate, but that's okay.
It's a movie.
Yeah, it didn't actually help anyone. Wait, what are we talking about?
4-2, question number 5. Yo-Yo Ma played a concert at the U.S.-Mexico border crossing to make a point. Yo-Yo Ma is a classically trained musician known for playing which instrument?
The cello.
The cello is correct. Nice job.
Yo-Yo Ma!
Not to be confused with shallow.
Shallow. I don't think I could.
5-3 is the final score. I'm sorry, Jules. Kennedy gets the win, but I do have a pair of tickets to Happy Place. It's an interactive, immersive art exhibit dubbed the most Instagrammable pop-up in America. It's at 500 Boylston Street. Happy Place is open now through June 2nd, so you enjoy those tickets, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, well, we appreciate you listening. Have fun at the Lowell Museum today.
Lowell.
Okay, great. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
A ton of fun.
I am Jules from Chelmsford, and I cannot beat the amazing Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.